istedi abi hayat. Mən dodağım çeşməsində abi hayat bulmuşam.
Xizrəyə zülmətə vardı istedi abi.
Well, as I keep discovering over and over again in Azerbaijan, there are an impressive number of brilliant young performers and aspiring musicians totally dedicated to learning this very complex and technically demanding oral tradition. It's places like the Bakru Music College that provide a context for this to happen. And it's individuals like the Mamadova sisters who are the inspiration to the musicians of tomorrow. Next week on World Roots, I'll be getting to know Gulyaz and Gulyanak Mamadova a little better when they welcome me to their family home, a tiny and remote village in the foothills of the mighty Caucasus. Join me then.
Seyri gülüstan eyleyen ey dad ey dad ey dad ey.
And as Lucy Duran said, there's more music from Azerbaijan in World Roots next Sunday, and that's at the later time of 10:30 here on BBC Radio 3.
Free Thinking is Radio 3's Festival of Ideas.
Love, romantic love, it's clearly vital, but is it really good for us?
And this summer, it's taking up residency at some of the most exciting summer events around the country.
I don't particularly want to live in someone else's head, but I do want to hold someone else's hand.
Free Thinking in the Summer, Wednesday night at 10 o'clock on BBC Radio 3.
This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. Jonathan Swain welcomes Croatia into the European Union in Through the Night from 11:30, but now at 11, Jazz Lineup with Claire Martin.
Well, good evening from the City Hall in Glasgow, the home of the BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra, who are holding their Alive with Music Festival, which in turn is part of the British music season on BBC Radio 3. And Jazz Lineup is presenting the BBC Big Bang for the next 90 minutes, who are conducted for the first time by the man from Dunbar. Please will you give a very warm welcome to Julian Arguelles. The band last played this hall on its reopening weekend after an extensive refit in 2006, and we're delighted to be back with a programme devised by Julian to reflect the work he is currently writing and the music that he has written for the Frankfurt Radio Big Band. And tonight we're in for a marvellous programme of contrasts and cross cultures. Well, let's start with a piece composed by Julian, written for his lovely partner Kathy Ray, who I think will be here tonight, and this is You See, My Dear.
Thank you.
That was Phaedrus, an early composition of Julian's. Phaedrus is the protagonist in a book called Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance by Robert Persig, which when he read it as a young man had a huge influence on him. I will quiz him about it later. And we opened with You See, My Dear. And you heard solos there by Julian, and at the piano, Robin Aspland. Wonderful solo. So, Julian, tell us a bit about those first two tracks.
Well, someone once told me that all composers should write a piece for their lady, so that's the reason for You See, My Dear. Made total sense. The second piece, Phaedrus, it was a character from a book I read when I was about 18 and 19, and you know what it's like during those years. Certain things speak to you. This character, Phaedrus, goes mad, and he questions life and the meaning of life and stuff like that. I reread the book about 20 years later and it made no sense at all.
You're a jazz musician now, it all makes complete sense, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, let's meet the band. I think it's time to introduce Let's Do It section by section. On the trumpets, Mike Lovett, Pat White, Brian Rankin and Martin Shaw. The trumpet section. On the trombones, Gordon Campbell, Andy Wood, Ashley Horton and John Higginbotham. The saxophone section are Harold McGill, Nigel Hitchcock, Gemma Moore, Martin Williams and Jay Craig. The rhythm section on the piano, Robin Aspland, Jeremy Brown on the bass, Tom Gordon on the drums, Ian Laws on guitar, and Anthony Kerr on percussion. Now, our next piece is Astorius. Julian was asked by the NDR, a German radio big band based in Hamburg, to write arrangements of Spanish folk music. Spain has a huge range of folk music from its various regions. Of course, most people associate flamenco music with Spain, but this form of music is historically from Andalusia in the south of the country, and all the regions have their own distinctive sounds. This piece brings together many short vocal melodies into a single arrangement, and there's solos for Ian Laws on guitar, Andy Wood on trombone, and Howard McGill on alto. Let's hear Astorius.
Thank you.
That was Astorias by Julian Argyrillis, and this is Jazz Lineup from the City Hall in Glasgow with BBC Big Band, conducted by Julian Argyrillis. Well, now we have a track called Since Then. It was an attempt at writing a hymn, and it's the only completely diatonic piece of music Julian has written for a large ensemble. It was originally written for orchestra and solo saxophone and was recorded on a CD of his called As Above, So Below. So, Julian, this is a quiet piece?
Yes, a quiet piece, and as you just said, it's diatonic, so there's no chromaticisms at all. It's kind of a bit of a experiment, I would say. There was a time I was doing some concerts with a church organist and a percussion player. The percussion player was my brother Steve. And we did some gigs in churches and we did some arrangements of hymns and church music. And we all tried to sort of write some music which would fit the program. So this is the result of that.
Great. Well, let's hear it then. It's Since Then.
Thank you.
since then. Well, our next piece is called Mama Marimba. Julian is a huge fan of South African music, and he was lucky enough to play with many of the great South African jazz musicians, such as Chris McGregor, Judy Pakwana, and Louis Maholo, who settled in Europe during the apartheid years. In 2012, Julian was asked by the Frankfurt Radio Big Band to arrange music by these great musicians for a series of concerts and a CD recording. We'll hear several of the arrangements in this program tonight, and one is by the great bass player Johnny Diani. Julian, tell us about the feel of this piece. And
oh, I love all South African music. I think it's very powerful music in lots of ways, and it's quite immediate, so it reaches everyone, I think. But even fans of sort of sophisticated music, I think, can really dig it as well, because it works on so many different levels.
It must have been fantastic for you as well, working with these people.
It was beautiful, yeah. I mean, they were all great musicians. Unfortunately, none of them are around any longer, but they were hugely important to the London jazz scene during the 60s when they first came over, and throughout up until the 80s when they were still sort of around and playing. But I just basically think the music is incredibly powerful.
Let's hear Mama Marimba.
Thank you.
That was Mama Marimba, played by the BBC Big Band, conducted by Julian Arguelles and featuring there Martin Shaw on flugel. Martin Shaw. The fantastic Nigel Hitchcock on tenor saxophone. Nigel Hitchcock. This is Jazz Lineup from the City Hall in Glasgow. On stage are the BBC Big Band, conducted by Julian Arguelles, and we continue now with a piece called Iron Pyrite. This piece started life as an arrangement of Fool's Gold by the UK band Stone Roses for a project called Cool Britannia. Earlier this year, Julian was asked to write this project for the Frankfurt Radio Big Band. It was a selection of British pop arrangements from the 1990s. It included songs by Oasis, Coldplay, Blur and Pulp, etc. Julian told me, when I write arrangements of other people's music, they can vary from being very similar to the original in terms of melody, form and harmony, etc., or it can be very different and almost unrecognisable from the original. This was one of the very different ones, and eventually he decided to take out all the references to the Stone Roses song, and what was left was this arrangement. Iron pyrite is a gold-coloured mineral often called fool's gold because of its resemblance. Thank you. That was Iron Pyrite, and solo is there by the fantastic Jeremy Brown on bass. And Julian on tenor sax. Well, the next composition is an older composition from Julian, written about his brother Steve, and it's called Hi Steve. So, Julian.
You know, sometimes you title a piece of music and you sort of regret it, but so it's not one of my favourite titles, but you know, sometimes it's like solos, you've just got to live with it, so it's still called Hi Steve.
Thank you.
Hi, Steve, written by Julian Arguelles, and the solos there from Julian and also Martin Shaw on flugel. Well, next up, a track called A&E by Goldfrapp, and it was also from the Cool Britannia project. That must have been quite a concert, the Cool Britannia, Julian. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I must say, though, as you can probably imagine, if it was left to me, I perhaps wouldn't have chosen that music to arrange for a big band. It was offered to me, and I had the opportunity to do it, and I decided I'd give it a go and treat it as a kind of challenge in a way. But I soon realised there's a lot of great music from that period of the 1990s, where if you take away the singer and you take away the guitars and you transcribe it, it often doesn't lend itself to sort of big band
writing. Mel Dowell's done that, of course.
He's done a few things. We're going to do one of the tunes that he's done.
Brilliant. So do you think that the pop artists actually do get in touch with the jazz musicians to go, we heard the arrangement and we loved it?
Well, they haven't done to me yet, but still waiting. But
I wonder what they think. Maybe they'll hear it tonight.
I wonder what they would think of it. Maybe they'd think it's... I just hope they like it, actually. Yeah.
Let's hear Goldfrapp's A&E, reinvented by Julian Arguelles. Julian's take on A&E by Goldfrapp, and solos from Andy Wood on trombone, Martin Shaw on flugel, and Nigel Hitchcock on tenor. Well, next is a beautiful ballad entitled The Wedding by South African pianist and composer Abdullah Ibrahim, formerly known as Dollar Brand, and we hear this arrangement now by Julian. Tell us about this, Julian. When did you arrange this one?
This was for a programme I think I did last year. We just recorded it in Frankfurt. Should be out hopefully next year. Just like the piece we did in the first half, it's just an opportunity to play some great South African music. This is a ballad of Abdullah Ibrahim's, which I've always liked. I've known for years. I really liked it.
So let's hear The Wedding.
Martin Williams on tenor. Martin Williams on tenor. Herb McGill on alto there. Fabulous, Robin Aspland. That was The Wedding. Well, we've almost come to the end of the concert, but we're going to close with a short piece called Amasi by Chris McGregor, another wonderful South African pianist and composer. And Julian was fortunate to play in his band, The Brotherhood of Breath, for many years. Tell us about playing in that band. That must have taught you so much.
Yeah, it was an amazing band. It's a band that it existed since the 60s in different incarnations. I was in the band from the 80s until Chris died in 1990, I think it was. It was a wonderful band. It's all the things I like about music. So there's some really sort of in things, some really beautiful things, like, you know, hopefully the music you've just heard. Some very simple but beautiful things, but some complicated things, some free things, and it was all mixed together, and I personally really like.
And it's going to be a feature for the fabulous drummer at the BBC Big Band, Tom Gordon. So let's hear the last track, Amasi.
Thank you.
That was Amasi, played by the BBC Big Band, conducted by Julian Arguelles, here at the City Hall in Glasgow as part of the BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra's Alive with Music Weekend and a celebration of British music on BBC Radio 3. With more jazz on Radio 3 throughout this week. Tomorrow night, Jazz on 3 will feature the Anglo-French quartet Barbacana in performance at the Cheltenham Jazz Festival. Next week on Jazz Lineup, we stay in Glasgow for the Glasgow International Jazz Festival and bring you the Nova Scotia jazz band and pianist and composer Leo Blanco. From now, from me, Claire Martin, at the City Hall in Glasgow, goodbye.
Hello and welcome from me, Jonathan Swain. This is Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3. The 1st of July, which it now is the day Croatia joins the European Union, making them the 28th member state. And to mark the occasion, this opening couple of hours brings Croatian music or music making or both. Setting off with a concert the Zagreb soloists gave in Zagreb in April 2012. To come here, Essays for Strings by Milko Kelemon and a concerto for violin, viola and strings by Frano Paratz. But they opened with the Moravian-born Janáček, a suite for string orchestra he wrote in 1877 when he was 23, having just become the conductor of the Brno Music Society.
Thank you. Thank you.